Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're live in 3, 2.
Cause it's a thriller, thriller night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike.
Michael Jackson, everybody. Try as he might, that man could not make a bad song. I mean, what a tune. Thriller, you got Billie Jean, you got all the other ones as well. I mean, outstanding songs. King of pop. I mean, seriously, number one pop star. Top 10, child predator. It's crazy. I mean, nobody makes stats like that anymore. It's crazy. He was blowing them off the charts. The only one that really beat him in the other category was, of course, R. Kelly, putting up numbers like nobody's business. Holy shit. I'm kidding. I'm fucking around, okay? Nobody get mad at me for that, all right? It was just a joke, all right? I know. Anthony, come on. They were just allegations. I know. But there wouldn't be so many if they weren't true, you know? I mean, come on. All right? Just, you know, look at the numbers, people. Look at the numbers. Listen, that was a low blow. I'll admit it. That was a low blow. I shouldn't have went there, okay? Low blows all around, which is also what Michael Jackson would say when he had all the kids over at his estate. I'm on fire today. Can we acknowledge this? I mean, come on. We're barely into this shit. And I mean, I am flooding the gates. We are flooding. Somebody part the Red Sea because Kaz is coming through. Look, I also hope that he didn't do it, okay? But I'm just saying, they did a whole documentary on it. The internet doesn't lie. Okay, everything on the internet is true and facts and everything on Netflix. I mean, come on. What are they going to put something on Netflix that isn't true? That's ridiculous. It's the internet. You people are crazy. Anyways, I'm thrilled to be here. This guy right here, once again, if you weren't here for the first episode, we got Steve the Skeleton. He's my mascot. He's a 3-foot tall skeleton from Amazon that I bought for the entirety of October to get a little bit of a spooky vibe. So if you're watching on YouTube, you see him. But if not, I just want to explain that to all the new listeners here. Also, like I said, I'm thrilled to be here. Steve's thrilled to be here. You know who probably wasn't thrilled? The kids that Michael Jackson touched. I thought I was done, but I still got him. I still got him. Oh, my God. See, this is why I almost want to get somebody behind the camera. Because then, I mean, if somebody was behind the camera right now, they would be falling underneath the desk right now, pissing their pants laughing. Because that was, I mean, I did not let up. I simply did not let up. I mean, who knew that Michael Jackson would have so much in common with the Catholic Church, too? It's crazy. Anthony, dude, these are just fucking, it feels like second nature right now how well these jokes are flowing out of here. And if you're like, Anthony, what are you talking about the Catholic Church? I don't know if you guys saw this, but I was going to bring it up in current events, but we'll bring it up right now. The Catholic Church, I don't know where it was, maybe, I feel like somewhere in France, is there a bug in here? You son of a bitch, get the fuck out of here right now. Oh my God, if I had chopstick right now, I would snatch it out of the air. Trust me, I could do that. I could snatch a bug out of the air with some chopsticks. Don't ask me to prove it, because I get nervous around other people, but when I'm alone, I promise you, I am literally like Mr. Miyagi. I'm essentially the Karate Kid. That movie was based around my life. Anthony, that movie came out before you were born. I know, but they looked into the future and they were like, this kid, he is the prodigy. He is the prodigy. He is the Karate Kid. And that's who I am. I am the master sensei, as a matter of fact. They based that movie around my life. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Catholic Church, apparently. I don't know if it was 250,000 actual. I don't know if it was allegations or if it was actual facts. But, yeah, Catholic Church, not a good look. They haven't had a lot of good looks in a while. They are. Yeah, they've been taking a hit. Apparently, a lot of priests touching kids, or at least that's what the allegations were saying. And I know you're probably like, Anthony, once again, those were just allegations. Come on, 250,000? Shut the fuck up, okay? They're obviously factual. Anyone who's backing up, anyone who's still listening to this and backing up the church right now and being like, they're just allegations. I'm sure they didn't do it. They are men of God. Well, looks like they're straying a little bit far from the whole God, man of God thing if they're touching little kids out here. Anyways, that was a fun start, wasn't it? Episode 13, I think? Episode 13 during the month of October, dude. Is it Friday? Oh, no, it's not. Is there a Friday the 13th this year? I don't know. Maybe there is. Maybe there isn't. I don't really give a shit. I like Friday the 13th. I'm not into that whole, I don't feed into the whole, like, oh, Friday the 13th, bad vibes. Nah, dude, I don't give a shit. If it was a full moon on Friday the 13th, I would be sitting outside on my front porch howling at the moon, just praying that I would turn into a werewolf. I'm dead serious. I'm dead ass right now. But yeah, everyone's happy. We're having a good time. Let's see what kind of crazy things we're going to get into today. Let's see here. Oh, by the way, nobody even acknowledged. I know a lot of people are listening right now, but everyone that's watching on YouTube, let's not even comment on the hoodie. I am wearing a North Carolina sweatshirt, University of North Carolina to be exact. And a lot of people, for some reason, whenever I wear this or I wear like a Northwestern t-shirt or something like that, people always have an immediate response to comment. And they're like, holy shit, you go to North Carolina? Have you listened to any of my content? Do you think I could get into the school? Dude, I'm pretty sure if I step on campus, I'm pretty sure I'm not even allowed to step on campus. Like, my ACT score was so low that I'm not even allowed within 200 feet of any Ivy League school. I don't make the rules, but that's what they told me. They sent me a letter. They were like, your ACT was so bad that if you even step on our campus, our ACT scores will drop by 20%. They're probably right. They might drop by 20%, but their fun levels are going to jump by 40, okay? The fun levels are going to jump by 40 because I like to think I like to party, okay? I like to think I'm a fun guy. No pun intended there, with mushrooms, of course. Yeah, don't acknowledge this. I got another haircut as well. I don't know if you listened to the last episode. The last episode, the haircut was a slicked back look. Okay, so I used to have super long hair. All right, this is your first time here. I'm just going to break it down for you. I used to have super long hair. Then we cut the sides. We slicked it back. We gave it a very 1950s, kind of like Italian mobster look. And then I didn't really love it. I liked it, didn't love it. It was still a little bit too much up top, so I got a little bit more trim. Now we got a... Now I look like I work for fucking Goldman Sachs, right? You know, I sell insurance for State Farm is exactly what I look like. Okay, I look like when you hear Jake from State Farm and you think, oh, that's just a white guy with a stupid little haircut. That's exactly what I look like now. And as a matter of fact, I was going to make fun of myself on here, but you guys, you know, I love you guys, actually just straight up DM'd me. DM after DM, just absolutely tearing apart my haircut, and they were very funny, and I posted a lot of them to my Instagram story, which, by the way, if you're not following me on Instagram, AnthonyCause_, so make sure you go follow me there. But we're going to go pull up those stories that I posted, because, and I'm not going to lie, I did provoke this time. The first time, my first haircut, I didn't provoke anything. All I did was post a picture of my hair. And I was like, got a haircut. And everyone was like, listen, you should invest in a lot of hats. Okay, it's not working for you. You need to invest in a multitude of hats, if you wouldn't mind. But this time around, I actually encouraged it and posted it on my story. So we're going to read the ones that I thought were the funniest because they're very funny. And I know if you can't see my face right now, I would advise just hopping on my IG real quick and just looking at my face. And then you'll get a nice little... You'll know what's going on here. So somebody goes, this is the first one. You look like you would get stuck in a pyramid scheme that had something to do with selling protein powder and White Claws. That's exactly what I look like. I mean, very intricate in detail, but that's exactly what I look like. It looks like I would come up to you and be like, dude, I swear, man. Okay. This is, first of all, get rich quick. Okay. It's literally White Claws infused with creatine. Tell me where I could go wrong. It's literally the best. Why is there something on my mic? Sorry. It's literally the best investment that I have made in years, dude. In absolute years. Best investment I've made on my life, honestly. White Claws infused with creatine. Honestly, the more that I say that out loud, I feel like a lot of douchebags would buy that. And honestly, I'm patenting that idea. Next one. Type of dude to say, don't mind if I do, when you see a plate of cookies. That one fucking hurt a little bit. I'm not going to lie. That one hurt a little bit. Next one. Somebody just put in quotes of something that I might say, so I'm going to read off what they said. Yo, Chad, bro, want a shotgun a beer with me, dude? Yeah, I've probably said that sentence in my life, actually, which is very unfortunate. Or no, I haven't, actually. Not a beer, but a energy drink, because I am under the age of 21 and I don't want to get a lawsuit. Anthony from State Farm was another big one. This one hurt the most. Where's my hug at? Dude, I don't look like the where's my hug at guy. Maybe I do, like, just a little bit in the slightest, but that one kind of hurt my feelings, I'm not going to lie. The next one, in quotes, now a silly one when taking a group photo. I don't think that's ever come out of my mouth in my life, but maybe I'm going to start saying it now since I look like that type of guy. Someone call me Walmart Superman. Once again, that hurt a little bit. You look like Thad Castle's younger brother, Sad Castle from Blue Mountain State. Anyone that's confused with that. Someone else says I look like a Chick-fil-A worker and or that I work at American Eagle. Someone also said like I look like I work at TJ Maxx. All of the above are all, they hurt a lot, but they're funny. Anyways, guys, let's keep moving here. To keep it in the Halloween spirit here, in the October spirit, somebody sent me a link to, multiple people actually brought up this specific haunted house, because I was talking about haunted houses in the last episode and how I'm a liability in them because I tend to try and fight people. Long story. Okay, if you haven't heard that episode, go listen to it, episode 12. But people have listened to that, sent me this one. It's called like McCanny Manor, and it's a haunted house, and it's an extreme haunted house, and it says inside the real life kingdom of masochists. Listen, I'm just gonna break down for you what the fuck this is. At MC Manor. At MC Manor, people pay to be kidnapped, bound, mask slapped, stomped on, and held underwater for over an 8-hour tour. But unlike other extreme haunts of the same variety, here, there's no safe word to make it stop. You're telling me that your life is so good that you pay someone to torture you? What kind of fucking first world shit is going on right now? What? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Dude! These are some weird kinks. They gotta be weird kinks. How do you just go in there and do this out of your own will? You're gonna show up and you're gonna be like, choke me. I mean, that is, dude, just go read Wattpad and fucking jerk off. You don't need someone to stab you in real life. Calm down. Calm down. People pay for this shit. Can you believe that? This is one of the few things that I can't believe. I know how fucked up people are in the world and how there's crazy people out there, but really? We're paying for this shit? Are you kidding me right now? I don't even know how to unpack this. There's so much to unpack here. I mean, 8 hours. 8 hours of being tortured. I mean, fucking call the Taliban. They'll do it for free. I mean, come on. What are we doing? We are trying to get people out of terrible places that are being tortured and save them, and you're paying someone $100 to fucking waterboard you? What the fuck? What are you talking about, dude? What's wrong with you? I mean, come on. Steve wouldn't even do some shit like that. Would you do that, Steve? Steve said that's some fuck shit. That is some fuck shit, Steve. That's the first time I've agreed with you all week. That's some fuck shit. That's some white shit. Can we say that? Yeah, we could say that. Why am I asking myself? I'm fucking white. That's some white shit. That is some white shit. I guarantee you every single person that's done that are white people. Because white people, they fucking do dumb shit like that, man. That's why white people always die first in the horror films, because every fucking white person in every horror movie, right? Everybody knows this stereotype, and it's fucking true. They hear a noise in the basement. They're like, huh, I wonder what that is. Don't go in the basement. Don't go in the basement. Are you stupid? And I guarantee, man, if you go to that haunted house, literally just look at the line outside. It's going to be all white people, dude, because they're all out of their fucking mind. They're all out of their fucking mind. getting paying somebody to choke you. Unbelievable, man. Unreal. And you know what's sad too is I bet there's a couple of you listening that are like, pay somebody to choke me. What's the address? What's Anthony? Come on, don't gatekeep the address, please. Just post it on all of your socials. Post the address, please. I need to go to this place. But yeah, it says it has a cult like devotion online. I wouldn't doubt it. Once again, who's in cults? White people. I'm literally looking at the website right now. It is all white people. I'm not even like. I mean, come on. Like, what is, dude? This looks intense. Oh my God, one of the quotes from one of the people, I'll drag her by her bald head, no one is leaving with eyebrows today. What the fuck? Are they trying to bury this guy alive? Am I allowed to be on this website? Oh my God, they're smashing someone's face into a mud pile? Holy shit. These people are crazy. This is kind of scary and exciting was one of the reviews. No shit. What are you? Exciting. You are crazy. This is, I mean, come on now. I'm honestly, hold on really quick. I just want to see the price of this just to see what we're working with here. Mickamamie Manor. Oh, Mickamamie Manor Death pops up. That sounds fun. Manor price. Let's just look at the price. I'm just curious. There is no conventional entrance fee. Instead, it accepts dog food for his pet dogs. All right. That's weird as fuck. We're going to move forward here. I don't even want to talk about that anymore. Anyways, next segment, a new segment. Not really a new segment. Just trying to semi-structure this a little bit more. Because I would have talked about this stuff anyways, but it's just a little bit easier to break it off into segments. These are some wild TikToks or wild things that I heard on TikTok and like couldn't believe that I just wanted to bring up. So we're just calling this segment Wild Talks. We're just going to call it Wild Talks for right now. It might change in the future. But I'm just trying to throw in a few more segments to semi-structure everything a little bit more. You know, just to give it a little bit more of a better of a flow. And so it's not so all over the place, although I know a lot of you love how it's all over the place, but it's going to be controlled chaos. Controlled chaos, which actually is a fantastic name for this podcast. Why didn't I think of that beforehand? Controlled chaos. That is so fucking good. Instead, it's just kicking it with cause. Why don't you just kick me in my fucking genitals for not thinking of controlled chaos sooner? I can't change it now, though. Anyways, now I'm upset. Anyways. This is what I found out. Apparently in the U.S., you're not allowed to name your kid like King or like Duke or anything like that. Didn't know that. Didn't actually know that was a thing. I'm assuming it's because the whole thing, like America was founded on not having a king. So they probably, you know, apparently they're a little stubborn about that. They haven't gotten over the whole war and shit. But one name that's not on there that I found kind of funny because I look through all the quote unquote, is it quote, by the way, is it quote unquote or quote unquote? It's got to be quote unquote, right? Quote unquote, quote unquote, quote unquote. It's got to be quote unquote, quote unquote, right? I don't know. Maybe it's quote unquote. Maybe quotes are on top of each other, stacking like a Jenga game. It's quote on top of quote, on top of quote. On top of quote, just having an absolute gangbang in English class. Quote unquote. Quote under quote. Steve is a bottom quote. We talked about this last episode. Steve's a bottom. Super bottom energy. Anyways, what were we talking about? Sorry. The whole naming your kid thing, you can't name him King or shit like that. But what you can name them is Prince. And I found that interesting because now I got an idea brewing back in the old noggin. I saw that you were able to call kids Prince. Now all of a sudden I'm thinking, what if I name my kid Prince Harold III? Hold on. Wait a minute. He goes to school. Teacher's going to be like, oh, what royal family do you come from? And he's going to be like, none of them, actually. And she's going to be like, why are you Prince Harold III? He's like, that's just my fucking name. Don't wear it out, bitch. You know? Prince Harold III. That would be sick. You know, if my dad's name is Dave, And if I was Dave Jr., I would have been DJ. Imagine if I was on here right now and I was like, yo, what up, guys? It's DJ back with another episode. That would suck. I would punch myself in the face. I'd probably be a little bit more of a douchebag if my name was DJ. I'd probably have a lot more tattoos, and I'd probably have really, really aggressively gelled hair, and I would be called DJ. DJ. DJ Kaz. DJ K. DJ K in the bill. Hey, everybody make some noise. I need a soundboard so bad, dude. A soundboard would just really just change the momentum of everything here. Gotta love a good soundboard. I need one of those. I need a producer. There's a lot of work. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. It's a fucking but yeah, I would kind of want to name my came. I don't want to come on anything. Okay. I'll come all over your face if you don't subscribe. Next one I saw. I was scrolling on TikTok. Some guy was drinking Elmer's glue. That was just, I mean, that's it. I just wanted to let you know what I saw because it was mortifying. Okay. I was literally scrolling. Some guy was on live. I scroll through my TikTok. I scroll. Boom. Right in my face on my For You page. Some dude's fucking just slurping down some Elmer's. I was like, holy shit, dude. You know what? He was probably the kind of kid, too, who would go and buy whipped cream from the store and be like, yo, dude, you want to snort this whipped cream? It's like, no, dude, I don't want to do whippets with you, okay? Go do regular drugs like the rest of the kids. Just go smoke pot and don't do whippets, all right? That's fucking out. You're crazy. The same type of kid to be like, yo, dude, have you stuck the Sharpies up your nose yet? No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't stuck the Sharpies on my nose, Connor, because I'm not fucking insane. That's why I haven't stuck the Sharpie. That's why I haven't stuck the Sharpies up my nose. You haven't lived until you shoved a Sharpie up your ass. All right. Take the Sharpies away from Connor. Damn it. Nobody give a Sharpie to Connor. He'll shove them up his ass. Connor, Does the tip of this look brown? Oh, it's the black marker. Sorry, I got a little crazy last night. Connor! God damn it! Can you imagine? Connor's home life is probably tough. He gets home from school, his dad starts yelling at him. God damn it, Connor! Quit shoving... Wait. Quit shoving Expos up your ass! Sorry, I'm trying to do a southern accent, and it's hard to do that while yelling. I'm not really sure why, but yeah. Connor's got a rough life. If you think you got it rough, Connor's got it rougher, all right? So does Pitbull. Pitbull's been there, done that. Next one that I saw on TikTok that actually kind of scarred me a little bit, and I almost started crying. I saw a TikTok where someone said that they buried their cat, who they obviously was presumably dead and looked dead. They buried him at, let's say, 3. And at 11 p.m., they came strolling back into the kitchen for dinner. And they just made a TikTok about it. And they were like, the lady in the video was like, isn't that crazy? Anyways, just thought I would share. I'm sorry, Deborah. Just thought you would share? Your cat is a spawn of Satan. What are you talking about? Just thought I would share. I just thought I would share. Isn't that it? What a crazy day I had. No. That is some monumental shit. Did you check them for a pulse? Did they have a pulse before you buried them? Because I'm going to be honest with you. That's like the first thing you need to do before you bury a cat. Because if you buried an alive cat, I'm pretty sure PETA is at your door right now. Second of all, how deep did you bury this cat? Are we talking 3 feet, 6 feet? How far did this fucker need to claw up? Okay, because that's going to be crucial on whether or not it's a spawn of Satan, to which I believe it is. I mean, fucking, you better not tell. I hope you don't live in a small town anywhere in the South, because they're probably going to assume that you're a witch now. All right? I hope you don't live anywhere near Salem, because you're going to be headless by noon if they find out about your fucking cat, lady. You fucking crazy bitch. Which, by the way, I made a TikTok on this a while ago, but let's just speak on it now because it's during Halloween, and that TikTok was a while ago, and a lot of you probably don't remember it. But anyways, don't you, Salem, right? If you don't know anything about Salem, it was when they would cut, they thought there were witches, okay? They thought they were witches, and they thought for some reason that every witch in the entire universe was inside of their little town, and they would just fucking kill people for being witches. And isn't that a little bit crazy? Like, I still can't believe that that's a part of history. I mean, like, I know, like, Trust me, there's been a lot more fucked up shit that America and a bunch of other countries have done as well, okay? There's been some shitty people in the world, of course, there's always gonna be, but isn't that just crazy where people used to just be like, go to a judge and be like, yo, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, think my neighbor's a witch, and then they'll just be like, yo, say no more, toss me the Addy, I'll have my boys take care of it. Like, the judge would just, like, what? You talk to the police, they're like, she's a witch. They're like, I mean, I only have 12 bullets. I don't know if that'll do. Like, fucking dude. It was almost at that point in time, you know how it's like innocent until proven guilty? It was guilty until proven innocent. I mean, like, and I don't even know how you double back from that. I don't even know how you get back from that. You could literally just say anybody was a witch, which is absolutely bonkers to me. You could just go up to some, I don't even know. You could literally just go to a judge and you could just not like your neighbor. And you could be like, yo, I think Betty's a witch. And he's like, what's your evidence? He's like, she is a bitch. And then the judge will be like, to be honest, I didn't like her either. Let's behead her. Like, what? Dude, what do you mean? You can't just behead people, but apparently you could back then, honestly. Man, that would be suck if you were one of the people that just got call the witch, because what are you gonna say? I'm not a witch. That's something a witch would say. Like, they're not gonna let you win an argument. Like, they're just gonna be like, I saw Deborah out back painting her house, and it's like she was just painting her house. Like, what's wrong with that? Yeah, with fucking magic paint. Okay, she was using she had a Crayola 128 count, and he was like, a Crayola 128 count. That's a witch if I've ever seen one. Fucking, they don't just sell those. They don't just sell a Crayola 128 count anymore. She's got to be a witch. She's got to be. I mean, there's no way around it. She has to be a witch. It's crazy, man. You lose money gambling. Oh my god, I think they had a wand. Oh, I swear, you just like plant a cauldron in their backyard. Holy shit, she's cooking the kids. No, I'm just making soup. No one needs a pot that big. Beheaded. All right, enough on Salem. Crazy town. Crazy town. But anyways, another new segment that I wanted to put in here. I thought it would be funny to do. Someone told me to do this. Somebody I asked on the Kickin' With Kaz Instagram, which, by the way, if you don't follow the Instagram, Kickin' With Kaz, I would advise going to follow there because you could be involved in the questions that I do here every once in a while. I usually do them every week. Sometimes I talk too much and we don't get to them, but if you want to be involved in the questions, I sincerely hope that you follow the Instagram so they can be involved more in the podcast. Also, anyways, one of the things that people said, because I was asking about new segments, and like, yeah, sure, I could come up with them on my own. Of course I can, but I want to do what you guys want to hear. So I ask you, the people, the fans, the friends, the brethren, the communicators. I'm sorry, I'm done. The next one that I got was read daily horoscope. I thought that would be fun. So I looked at my daily fucking horoscope because why not? Because that's hilarious, right? Astrology. Now, just to preface this, I don't fucking believe really any of that shit. But a lot of you do, and a lot of you want to see me read my daily horoscope. So we're going to do a weekly horoscope read, depending on what day that I read this on. So let's get right into it. I'm an Aquarius, by the way. Aquarius daily horoscope. Here we go. This is word for word. I'm going to read this. This is also, by the way, astrology.com. So fucking pretty reliable source. It's all too easy to get frustrated over the big picture vision you hold today. This illuminating sun merges with self-concerned Mars, sparking any looming frustrations or delayed actions to be taken around achieving your dreams. Sit with your thoughts and examine what seems to be standing in your way mentally. Elsewhere, Venus moves forward into big-hearted Sagittarius, attracting new alliances and friends to your side in weeks to come. Did any of you understand that? I'm not even. I fucking just read this. I just read this to myself. I don't even know what I just read. Do you know what I just read? I don't even know what the fuck that said. What did that say? Oh, wait, now I kind of get it. Or delayed actions. That's actually kind of crazy that it says that. I'm not even going to lie. This is actually kind of, okay, I don't believe this shit, but now I just understood that sentence. It said, any looming frustrations or delayed actions to be taken around achieving your dreams. I've been trying to sign a deal for the podcast for the past 2 months, and I just signed with someone. And that just happened. And it says that, and this is my, these are part of my dreams. I don't know, man. You know what? Maybe this isn't so much of a joke anymore. Fuck. Dude, I think I'm an astrology bitch now. Son of a bitch. Woo! I'm going to look more at that later. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of into it now. You know what? They are right. That was pretty accurate, and I'm kind of concerned how accurate that was. Anyways, speaking of zodiac signs and your astrological scope of shit, we're hopping into current events. First thing we have here, the Zodiac Killer has been found, but he's dead. He died 3 years ago, so they found him in a coffin, precisely. But, I mean, thank God, right? Don't want that crazy kook running around the streets anymore. But, yeah, apparently, if you don't know who the Zodiac Killer is, let me just break it down for you. Also, let me just, before I even get into this, let me take a little sip of Runeski of my energy drink here that is not named because... no free brand deals.
What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. So this fall, how about we kickstart a little fall routine with HelloFresh? Great thing about HelloFresh is it handles all the meal planning, all the shopping, delivery, everything that you need to cook up a tasty meal right at your home, okay? They do all the hard part. You don't need to get out of the house. You don't need to leave those cozy. Maybe you're walking around in a robe right now. Maybe you're, you know, maybe you're naked underneath. Nobody's judging you because you're at home. And HelloFresh isn't going to judge. So they get to do the hard part, and you get to take the credit. I mean, I'm sure you have a busy schedule that always doesn't leave you with spare time. I know I do. And with HelloFresh, you don't need to spend all evening in the kitchen just to whip up a wholesome meal. Because HelloFresh has these quick and easy recipes with 15-minute meals. And you can get a tasty dinner on the table in less times than it takes to get takeout or delivery. What delivery service can get you something in 15 minutes to your house? Nowhere. Don't answer that question because it's nowhere. But HelloFresh can make it happen. For me personally, listen, and I've said this before and I'll say it again. Listen, I will always back up HelloFresh. First of all, their meals taste fantastic. Friggin-tastic. They didn't even ask me to say that, but they do taste absolutely scrum-diddly-icious. And I've had, you know, sometimes, you know, you think you're like, but is the food good? The food's fantastic. I've never had a meal from them that I didn't absolutely want to have again. And I think that's the best part about it because A, obviously, like I was saying, it's obviously saves me a ton of time. B, I don't even have to consider. They send exactly how much you need, pre-portioned and everything, but they also have it, which is nice. If you're not, say you're not cooking for like four people and you just want to cook for yourself, they also break it down for you so that you could use less of everything. And then I don't even have to do math. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even have to think about it. All I do is I just look at the sheet and it says 2 tablespoons. I go 2 tablespoons like a robot. I go 2 tablespoons. I don't even can think about it. So it's easy, it's fast, and it's wonderful. Go to HelloFresh.com/50Cause and use code 50Cause for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months. Once again, go to HelloFresh.com/50Cause and use code 50Cause for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months. So make sure that you go check out America's number one meal kit. Anyways, back to the episode.
Oh my God, I should bring in a fucking orchestra, not an orchestra, an organ. I should buy like a $20,000 organ and just put it in here. Just for one episode and then just sell it, right? Because then like, you're like, Anthony, but what fucking, that's $20,000. Yeah, but then I just sell it. So like, I don't lose any money and I use the organ. I don't know. Seems like a pretty good fucking deal to me, honestly, just to use it for one episode. Or I could just dub in an organ. That's probably a lot cheaper, but it's not as cool. It's not as cool. But anyways, Zodiac Killer. Apparently, they figured out who it was. Let's break it down for you. If you don't know who the Zodiac Killer is, I watched a 20-minute YouTube video, so I'm basically an expert on it now. The Zodiac Killer. It was around the 60s, early 70s. It might have been a little bit into the 80s, but I'm not 100% sure. But he was out there slashing, dicing and splicing bodies left and right, just killing. No motive besides the fact that he loved to kill. He loved the emotion that he felt when killing, And he also apparently, I saw in the YouTube video that a quote from the Zodiac Killer was that he thought that the amount of people, the more people he killed, they would then be his slaves in the afterlife. Would love to know what religion he's following. Because I've never heard of it. But he apparently thought that. The guy's out of his mind. Just preface that. Anyways, they've been looking for him for a while. They've been looking for him forever. I mean, he's dead now. But anyways, they were never able to find him. He would leave, like, he would literally send, the guy was fucking bonkers. He would send coded messages to the press and to local officials, not officials, you know what I'm saying? Like, people, law enforcement, local law enforcement. He'd send notes to local law enforcement and just, like, fuck with them. And he would be like, I killed those two people that you're trying to figure out. He'd be like, I did it. And I'm not telling you who I am. And he would send them coded messages to then, that would then, after being uncoded, would reveal his true identity. This guy! I mean, first of all, straight out of a movie. Second of all, how do you just have this much time on your hands? But this is what I wanted to break down about the Zodiac Killer. Apparently, the guy that they say who it is right now, they're like 80% sure it's him. They might find more evidence that, like, it's not him. But right now, it's just dude named Gary, apparently. Don't know his last name because I don't fucking care to. But he's this dude named Gary, apparently. At least they think it is. He died 3 years ago in 2018. But they say that he has a family. And, like, you're telling me that this guy, I mean, possibly had a wife or a girlfriend or something that he didn't have kids with, and his kids now have kids, and you're telling me not one of them at one point in time, not one of them, he would be like, hey, I'm going to be going out of town for a few days, and he would just murder people and come back, and he would just do this like every other week. And they were like, oh, he just likes his golf. Have you even looked if he owns a pair of clubs? Because I don't think you have. I don't think you did. He was just running around just murdering people. He'd probably come home and his wife would be like, oh my God, did you see there are two more killings on the news? This Zodiac Killer, he's crazy. And he's probably standing there and he's like, yeah, fuck, man, I hope they find him soon. I hope someone finds him soon. Seriously. Also, imagine being, because this information just got released the other day. And which, by the way, if anything, when I'm talking about current events right now, I forgot to bring this up. I am recording this episode like a week in advance because I have a wedding coming up and I actually need to record two episodes in advance because I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be out of town for 4 days. Not going to tell you which state I'm going to be in because you don't need to know that. It's not really important. I'm going to be in Wisconsin. I don't know. The state doesn't matter. I'm not going to tell you the town I'm going to be in. I don't want anybody. You know, I'm sure you're all really nice people, but, you know, there might be one or two of you that, you know, maybe aren't so nice, but anyways, I'm going to be in Wisconsin for a wedding. Stoked about that. And so this episode is coming out early. And so anyways, if this comes out, if you're hearing this and you're like listening and you're like, Anthony, but they just said yesterday that guy actually isn't the Zodiac Killer. Just fucking, okay? I'm doing my best. All right? I can't fucking look into the future. I'm sorry. Okay? I don't have all the fucking Infinity Stones. My bad. I'll work better on fucking figuring that out. But anyways, all I can imagine is that the new guy that they presumably think that is the Zodiac Killer, they released that to the public or whatever, and then imagine you're like that family, and you just turn on the news one day, and you just buried, this would be your grandpa, imagine. You just buried your grandpa 3 years ago. You're sitting at his funeral like he was a good man, and he was an honest man. And then they turn on the news that just the other day, and they look at it and they're like, he was actually neither of those things. he was actually a mass serial killer. So that's, wow. Can't even, I mean, imagine the mind fuck of just finding out that your grandpa, or better yet, your dad, not better yet, I mean, not better yet for them, but I mean, better yet for comedy. And just figuring out that your dad, who just passed 3 years ago and you're still upset about his passing, turns out to be the Zodiac Killer. I mean, wow. I mean, wow. I mean, I just have no words for it. I mean, if any of those kids are in high school, like his grandkids, whoo, they are getting bullied right now. I mean, don't bully them. They didn't do anything. Please, if you know them personally, don't bully them. But I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't throw a couple shots at them and be like, man, your grandpa, not the best guy, huh? Man, could have been better. Could have been better. Zodiac Killer. Not really sure why he called him that self. Honestly, the first time I heard of it, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. The first time that I heard about the Zodiac Killer, I was like, I just assumed that he was a guy that was like, I hate Scorpios, so I'm just trying to kill them all. And honestly, wouldn't blame him. Wouldn't blame him for that. I'm kidding. Or better yet, he goes, I dated a girl that was heavily into astrology and she broke up with me because apparently our astrological signs didn't match up. And he goes, and ever since then, I've just taken that to heart. And every single person I see, I would just go up to them and I would be like, and I would ask them, what's your zodiac sign? And if they gave me an answer, I would just stab them in the face. I would just stab them repeatedly in the face. Just because I don't like people who know their zodiac signs. It ruined my relationship, so I'm going to ruin their life. Well, not ruin, to end their life, but you know, same old, same old. What zodiac sign are you, bro? Steve, what zodiac sign are you, Steve? All right, that was mean. You didn't tell me. You didn't need to tell me to shove a zodiac up my ass. You're lucky you're dead. Oh, Steve's dead. He probably knows the Zodiac Killer. He probably works with him. Steve's a little conniving. Is that even a word, conniving? Steve's a little con man, if anybody didn't know. Yeah, he's a little con man. I bet he worked with the Zodiac Killer at one point or another. Steve, stupid little cunt. But yeah, Zodiac Killer apparently was found. Apparently is apparently all I have to say at this current moment. Next thing up, Facebook and Instagram crash. Sure, you all knew that. Zuckerbergy lost $7 billion in one day. Probably made it all back by now, but holy shit. $7 billion. Tough day to be Zuckerberg. I mean, he's probably doing fine, but you know, still $7 billion down the drain. That is fucking bonkers. That is fucking bonkers. I honestly can't even believe that. $7 billion. Unreal. Literally unreal. But yeah, Zucky baby lost $7 billion. There was something I wanted to say on it. It crashed because apparently of a whistleblower, which by the way, whenever I hear that word, I immediately think of somebody sucking dick. It's not my fault though. T-Pain put that into my mind. T-Pain, you know, can you blow my whistle, baby? Also, by the way, another great song, which from a couple episodes ago, you guys know that I talked about how older songs, I never actually knew what they meant and I thought they were just fun songs, but it turns out they're very sexual. Another song that when I heard, I used to be in the car, I was always like, do you want to blow my whistle, baby? And in my head, I'm just like, I don't know, maybe T-Pain's a referee. Must carry a whistle around with him all the time. And then I got older and he was like, wow, no, he's actually speaking of, actually talking about his penis, which is crazy. Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Steve blows my whistles on Thursday, actually. Me and Steve got a little thing going here. We might pretend like we hate each other on here, but behind the scenes, we blow each other's whistles. This is getting so weird. It's not even funny. Anyways, whistleblower, Facebook, Instagram, somebody from the on the inside, somebody on the inside, baby, came out and they were like, hey, apparently some of the things they were saying is that Facebook isn't telling the truth and that they go for profit over the well-being of their users. Oh my God, really? I am so shocked. I cannot believe it. They're profit-driven? A $1 billion company is profit-driven? No! Oh my heavens! Yeah, you must be kidding me. Are you fucking kidding? It's almost like, I feel like she went on 60 Minutes or whatever the fuck. I think it was on 60 Minutes. I feel like she went on 60 Minutes. This whistleblower, and she was just stating the obvious. She was like, yeah, Facebook doesn't care about your mental health. What? Once again, a $1 billion company doesn't care if I have anxiety? That's crazy. We must protest. Dude, like, obviously. Also, Facebook sells your information. I don't care what info they sell. I don't understand why people care about that so much. I mean, I know. It's an invasion of privacy. They could sell. I mean, what are they going to sell? I look up weird shit, man. I look up fucking really weird shit. The other day, I looked up, like, the average life expectancy of like different birds. Like I was just curious. Like I was like macaw and then like a African gray parrot. And I was just looking up the life expectancy. I was last night, actually, I was looking up reviews. I went down a rabbit hole and I searched sugar-free gummy bears Amazon reviews, which, by the way, if you haven't read those reviews, hilarious. Those are my search histories, dude. I looked up laxatives on Amazon because I wanted to laugh at the reviews last night at 11:30. At 11:30 at night, I was looking up laxative reviews. Now I know what the best laxative is. I'm not going to tell you, but I do know. So, like, what is Facebook going to sell to companies? They're going to be like, this guy, he looks up a lot of laxatives. I'm never going to buy them. If you put a laxative ad in front of me, I'm not going to buy a laxative. I don't need them. I just think it's funny, and I think it's hilarious. So I don't know. I think that's weird. Like, yes, it was a whistleblower, and it's like, oh, like, she's telling all these things. It's like, tell me something I don't know. Like, if she went on there and was like, Zuckerberg still sleeps with a nightlight, that, I honestly believe that now. Anyways, I'm not even, if she went on air, though, and was like, Zuckerberg's a robot, as much as I wouldn't be floored and, like, would have expected that, like, that's some real information. Like, tell me that Zuckerberg still... I don't know. Tell me that Zuckerberg doesn't wipe his ass because he doesn't believe in toilet paper. That'll get me going. Like, she goes on there and she's like, oh, they're selling your information and they don't care about your mental health. It's like, nah, tell me if she went on there and she looked me dead into my eyes through the 60-second camera or the 60-minute interview, and she looked directly into the camera and she was like, yeah, Zuckerberg's favorite social media is actually Twitter. I would fucking... run my car through the nearest building. Like, that's how stoked I would be to just learn some shit, dude. Zuckerberg cheated on his wife. I don't even know if that guy's in a relationship. I feel like he doesn't want to be in a relationship with anybody ever. Once again, think he's a robot. Not important, though. But it's like, give me some good information, dude. Zuckerberg likes to shove ice cream up his ass. Like, that's the shit I want to hear. If that was the information that came out, I would have been stoked. I would have been so stoked, but instead it's just some stupid little Facebook selling my information. Sell whatever you want. What? Oh, we got your TikToks on your phone. Like, I care. Who gives a fuck? Oh, we know everything that you say on your podcast. Good. I hope so. Next thing up. Oh, also one last thing. Did you guys see that thing where, like, this old guy was saying that he wants to ban Finstas? He was talking to this executive from Facebook or Instagram, I believe. Well, I mean, same company. I mean, the same people, they own both of them. But he was talking to someone from corporate and he was like, I keep hearing about these Finstas. Dude's like 85, clearly on the way out. If he hits a crack in the sidewalk, he is floating up to the skies. I mean, seriously, if that guy doesn't take his medication one day, It's done. I mean, it is simply over for him. So anyways, this guy, I mean, 80, 85, maybe, might even be pushing 90. And he goes, we need to get rid of Finsta. And the lady is obviously, I don't know, maybe 30s, 40s. I don't know. A young lady, a smart lady working for Facebook or Instagram or whatever. And she was like, sir, you know, obviously trying not to sound condescending, goes, sir, Finsta is actually, it's actually not a thing. It's a slang term that stands for fake Instagram, where children would make a fake Instagram, teens alike would make a fake Instagram that they call their Finsta, where they make it private and they only allow close friends to see it. And this guy was so pissed. Like, you could just see it in his eyes. He was so enraged that he was just so wrong that he was like, well, we need to get rid of them. Like, it was like, we still need to get rid of them. And she had to, like, keep explaining to him that, like, they don't, like, it's just an Instagram account. And he was like, no, but it's a Finsta. And she's like, no, but it's not. Like, dude, if I was there, I would have not have been able to keep my composure like she did and keep trying to explain it to him. I would have been like, if he was like, we need to end Finstas, I would have been like, listen here, you old fuck. First and foremost, not even sure how you have a job. Second of all, not even sure how you drove here, because it doesn't even look like you even know where we are. Third, Finsta is a fake Instagram. Go on Urban Dictionary. Okay, go on Urban Dictionary. He's going to be like, what is that? Do they have anything to do with Webster? No, this isn't fucking 1912, you old fuck. Listen to me right now. Finsta, get off the stage. I would fire them immediately if I could. I would be like, get them out of here. That's why also, hot take, not even a hot take. This is a neutral, this is a lukewarm take, if anything. The president of the U.S., and honestly of any country, okay? But I mean, I don't really give a fuck of where I don't live. I'm sure you guys are doing great. But just speaking specifically in the U.S., you know how it's you have to be older than 35 to be a president? There should be an age cap, okay? There should be an age cap, okay? We gotta get these old, stupid white dudes, these old white guys out of office. Why do we keep doing this? Why did we? There was Trump that was old as fuck. Now Biden's old as fuck. Look, I don't care about your political stance whatsoever. I don't give a shit about what you believe politically, but I feel like we need to all neutrally agree here that anybody over the age of 65 should not be allowed to be president. I mean, come on, dude. After 65, fucking dementia starts hitting, shit starts going wrong, man. I mean, so anyone over 65, they forget their blood pressure medication. They drop. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, they're a liability. I mean, we're just putting them in office, letting them run the fucking country, and we're letting them run the country, fucking country. Meanwhile, during their breaks, they have to do puzzles so that they don't forget where they are. Like, what? What are you talking about? What are we talking about, dude? They got to do puzzles so they don't forget where they are, man. And we're just letting them run the country. 65 is the cap. As soon as you're after 65, dude, the mind starts going. 35 to 65, that's enough years. We'll find enough people. Anyone over that age, get the fuck out, man. And if you are over that age, or if you're close to that age, you could still be president, but you got to go through some thorough testing, okay? Your brain's got to go through some thorough fucking testing to make sure that you're all good upstairs, okay? Because, I mean, at the rate we're going, I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye was president in like 8 years. I would genuinely not even be surprised. I mean, they're talking Kanye and then maybe even The Rock. A lot of people were saying oh, let The Rock run for president. The man was a WWE wrestler. Look, as much as I love The Rock, what the fuck does he know about politics, man? What the fuck does he know about foreign policy? Everyone's like, oh, The Rock should be president. Are you kidding me? Do you know how embarrassing that would be as a country to be like, yeah, this man called The Rock leads our nation. What are you talking about? This man called The Rock is the leader of our country. That's embarrassing. We can't let it happen. We just can't let it happen. Next thing here in current events, the U.S. is apparently, which by the way, once again, I'm recording this a lot in advance. So if this has happened, or they've already decided or something like that, just fucking ignore it and just live with the joke. Apparently, the U.S. is thinking about printing a $1 trillion platinum coin so that it could be made to increase the debt ceiling, because America is extremely in debt, if you didn't know. The country's going broke. And so, which by the way, I still don't understand that. I was all over TikTok and shit like that. Where it was like, you know, I feel like if you're on TikTok, you definitely remember this, where people would be like, I don't get it. Why can't we just print more money? And then all these finance bros would be like, well, fucking, you can't just print more money. Have you ever taken an econ class? No, I haven't. Okay? Because I hate myself. I haven't taken an econ class. I don't hate myself. That's a lie. I did take one econ class in high school, but it was forced upon me. I had to take the class. If I had an option, I would not have taken the class. All right? All these finance bros are probably like, you can't just print more money. Really? We can't just print more money? You want me to read this again? U.S. is thinking about printing $1 trillion platinum coin to increase the debt ceiling. I'm sorry. Does that not sound like printing more money? Am I crazy? Steve, am I insane? I didn't think so. They're just printing more money. So you're telling me we print this coin and magically we have more room to work with? I'm convinced money's not real at this point. What do you mean? We could just print. Oh, we have to print this coin so that inflation doesn't happen and we don't go bankrupt. And then we'll just have more money now. What? Money's not real. It's not real. I mean, it's not real. I mean, come on. We're printing a $1 trillion coin. Is that a joke? That used to be a joke in the past. Like, oh, $1 million bill. We're going to have a $1 trillion coin. Are you fucking me right now? Are you fucking kidding me? $1 trillion coin. Is this a joke? What? Dude, we're just printing more money. We're simply just printing more money. I know there's some finance bro right now. I know there's at least one of them in my Instagram DMs right now. They pause the podcast. They're going to my Instagram DMs and they'll be like, you little fucking piece of shit. My dad, you don't know shit. My dad literally sucked Jordan Belfort's dick for 3 years. Okay. My dad literally used to guzzle buckets of Jordan Belfort's cum. You don't know nothing. You will never know anything about financial literacy to the extent that I do. I'm so much better than you. I am a business whiz. I chug so many White Claws on the weekends. My dad shared the same line of coke with Jordan Belfort. Don't even talk to me about money. My dad literally would let Jordan Belfort use him as a step stool because Jordan Belfort is my God. Jordan Belfort is my God. Okay? The wolf is my father. The wolf of Wall Street. If the wolf told me to kill myself, I would. That's how much I believe in that man. And a lot of you are going to be like, Anthony, that was a harsh joke. There's somebody out there that would do it. Okay? There's somebody out there that thinks that way. The wolf is my father. I go to bed every night and I howl to the moon, hoping one day that the wolf will take me under, will bring me into his pack. Oh my God. Jordan Belfort's doing a killing over on TikTok. Just back to scamming people once again. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on him. Whatever. People either love him or they hate him. Whatever. I don't know. I just feel like he's kind of trying to build another scheme here. I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, he doesn't exactly have the best track record. I got a feeling he's trying to build another scheme. I'd love to talk to him. I'd love to talk to him and just try and figure out whether or not he's building another fucking pyramid scheme. But whatever, man. Whatever. Last thing here in current events, Squid Game. Sure, you heard about it. I have yet to watch it, and I probably won't watch it because I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I watched like the trailer for it or like the little trailer on Netflix. Dude. I didn't know it was in a different language and then it's overdubbed. I would watch it. I wish that there was I wish I could watch it, but I just can't do it. I just can't do it because when I'm watching it, I need to watch the lips of the people talking and like literally the lips of the people talking would be like, you know, like super fast and they'll say it. It'll look like they're speaking for 5 seconds straight and then the English overdub will be like, sick. Like, dude, what? All of those did not equal sick. Also, I was listening to the trailer. The voices are so fucking monotone, the overdubs. They could have did a better job at that. Because when I was watching the trailer, that's also the reason why I chose not to watch it. Because the actor, who was obviously not speaking English in the movie or the show or whatever, was talking with a lot of emotion. And you could see that they were very compelled about what they were saying and they, you know, believed in what they were saying and they were yelling or screaming or crying or whatever. And they're conveying all these emotions. And then the monotone voice is just like, I don't want to die today. Like, dude, come on. I'm not invested anymore. This Squid Game is quite rubbish. Okay. They're not British, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just so monotone. It's like this is not a good day for us. Like, dude, I'm not in it anymore. I don't feel the emotion. I need you to... If I'm in there, dude, if I was the one overdubbing the voices and I was behind that, dude, I would have fucking killed that. I would have been back there and I would have been like, you killed my father! I can't do it anymore! And I would have been sweating in the studio, fucking squeezing water in my face, going crazy. I would have been like, you're out of your damn mind! If you ever believed that I wouldn't commit to a Squid Game. I haven't watched 1 second of it if you're not fully aware of that yet. I'd be in the studio sweating. I'd fucking take my pants off. I don't know why, but I would. I feel more comfortable that way. And I'd be behind the mic and I would be like, you killed my family and I'll never let you live it down. And I'll just walk out of there and like I will live through the actor. That's how you got to do dub overs or voiceover dubs. You got to live through the actor. You got to go inside of them, not in a sexual way, but in a very method acting way. And you got to live the role. You can't just be like, oh my God, this is so stressful. No. You got to be like, oh my God, I don't know if I could do this anymore. I'm so stressed out. There's so many emotions conveying throughout my body. I feel it. Oh my God, I feel like the hairs in my body are knives controlling my every movement. Like, dude, I hear something like that, and I'll listen to any overdub any day, any time. But they got some bullshit. That's also why I can never watch, like, one of my friends was like, yo, you gotta watch Narcos. And I watched the first episode, and I was like, is there any English? They're like, there's, like, not a lot. I'm like, okay, do you want to, like, send me the book then? Like, what the fuck am I doing here? I'm just reading the screen at this point. And they're like, no, but, like, it's good. Dude, I'm just reading. If I just wanted to read, I would have grabbed a book, okay? If you suggest a show to me, it better be a show that I could literally watch with my eyeballs and just, you know, zone out. Because I got a lot of shit to do during the day, okay? My brain is very overstimulated throughout the day. I have a lot of work to do. I do a lot of work throughout the day. And for someone to be like, hey, I found this new show that you might like, long story short, it's not in English. I'm not going to watch it. My dad loves watching movies that aren't in English. He's like, it's such a good movie, though. I go, do they have a book on it? He goes, no. I go, then I don't want to fucking see it. Okay? Because why? Like, what? And everyone listening who is probably getting mad at me right now, and they're like, oh, it's just because you're a slow reader, you fucking narc. No, I'm not. I'm not a slow reader. Okay? I'm actually not a slow reader. I'm actually a quite efficient reader, for your information. But I just don't like... I want to watch a movie. I don't want to read a movie. That's just a personal opinion, okay? And I'm sure Squid Game is great. But even though it's not even reading, just the overdubs kill me. I would have to close my eyes to watch it, and then that would just take away from the entire effect of it. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I'll get around to it. If enough people DM me calling me a cunt, then maybe I'll think about watching it. But until then, I'm not watching it. I'm just simply not watching it. Anyways, let's hop into some, maybe let's do a few questions. A few questions with Kaz here. Once again, follow the podcast. If you want to be involved with these questions, things like that, blah, 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 blue. But anyways, first one, the last episode. So this question says, so you have heard of soaking, which I talked about that last episode. If you don't know what soaking is, it's a Mormon thing. Look it up. I'm not speaking about it again. And they go, so you've heard of soaking. What about derfing? I didn't look up what derfing was. As much as I was compelled to, I waited to get on here so that we could talk about it together because I wanted to go on Urban Dictionary and look up derfing because I want to experience being absolutely appalled at the same time that you are. Okay, so we're going to look up derfing. Right now, I don't like it. I already don't like it. Let's see. Derfing. I'm going to read the definition exactly. The act of dry humping while making out, mostly between normal Mormons, a typical hookup among Mormon millennials involves making out and derfing, aka dick surfing. All right, that's a fun term. I'm going to be using that one. Dude, here it is in a sentence. Dude, I totally hooked up with this chick from my ward last night. Yeah? Is she good in bed? I don't really know, man. We were just making out and derfing in the back seat of my car. Okay. You need to not stop. Just say you were dry humping, which also, I don't even know. That's not even really a Mormon thing. That's just like let's be honest here. Who hasn't dry humped at some point in their life? I mean, come on. Right? I mean, come on. We were all 14 at one point. We were all 15 at one point. Okay, maybe not 15. That's getting a little, 13. So let's say 12. We were all 12, 13 at one point. Okay, didn't really know what too many things were. And, you know, we were getting some gene-to-gene contact, some sweatpants-to-sweatpants content. We were doing some dick surfing back in our days. You know? I mean, if you haven't dick surfed, you haven't lived. All right? There's no way that you just went straight from making out to just full-blown sexual intercourse. Right? I mean, there's steps to it. You make out. Then you get confused and you start dry humping. You figure out it burns a little bit. You start rubbing your dick a little bit too hard on the inseam of your jeans. You get a little bit of rug burn, get a little bit of dick burn. Then you're like, I didn't like that. Let's take the pants off. Let's take things to new levels. Everybody's got to make a mistake. Y'all got to dick surf every once in a while. You know, dick surfing, dry humping, if you will, sounds like a great idea out the gates. You're like, this is the best idea I've had in years. Then you do it and you're like, this is a horrible decision. I wish I never did that. And then you learn. So everyone's dick surfed once. Repeated derfing though is a little bit weird. The fact that you enjoy that is odd to me. That's just kind of a, I don't know. It hurts. I mean, just gonna put it out there. All right. Not gonna pretend like I'm 12 years old here. Okay. I've experienced it firsthand and it hurts. It hurts, man. How much money would you have to get to do a sex tape? Realistically, like $0. And here's why. So hold on. Okay. How much money to do a sex tape? Because you got to think about it. This is my thought. Kim Kardashian did a sex tape for $0. Look where she's at. I'm just saying. Okay. Now, if I did the sex tape and you're telling me that it would gain no traction and wouldn't elevate my career, wouldn't elevate my comedy career, because that's all I'm thinking about. I'm thinking I released a sex tape. I might release a sex tape on purpose, honestly. I feel like I heard someone say this before. They were talking about this exact scenario, but it doesn't matter. I agree with the person that I heard, or at least whatever bit I'm thinking about. I don't even know. I feel like I heard it somewhere. It doesn't matter, but I agree with them, and I would release a sex tape on purpose, honestly. That would give me a lot of press. They'd be like, Anthony Kaz, on the rise comedian, leaked a sex tape this morning. I'd be all over. I'd be on headlines. I'd be everywhere. Sure, my family wouldn't be too psyched about it. Honestly, would probably be a little bit frowned upon, if you could believe it. And they wouldn't love it, but they would get over it then after about a month. And I would be like, now I'm selling out Madison Square Garden, because that's how that works, you know? And yeah. I feel like it'd be honestly a great thing for my career. And I might do it. I might just do it. Because why not? But if it wasn't going to elevate my comedy career and it was just going to be like a sex tape, like I just have to pick a price. If I'm keeping in mind that like my family now has to deal with that and like they have to be like, yeah, I know he did it, whatever, we don't talk about it. Like for them to have to go through that, I would say a couple million, and then I would just throw my family members a couple $100,000 each, and I'd be like, sorry, and they'd be like, it's okay. I don't know. I guess that's my number, a couple mil. A couple mil is my number, but the other way around, it's also zero. So, yeah. Most underrated Halloween candy. Everyone's going to want to stab me for this. I'm a whore for some candy corn. Listen to me right now. I don't know why everybody, every single year, they're like, if you eat candy corn, you're a fucking weirdo. It's good, man. It tastes great, as a matter of fact. Candy corn, sure, I could only eat like 10 of them because then there's like so much sugar and like, I don't know, some cornstarch in there. I don't know what the fuck's in there, but there's just a lot of like one thing that if I have too many, then I just like it fucking runs out of me like a slip and slide. Like literally I hop on the toilet and it is just fucking, I mean, it is Six Flags Water World coming out of my asshole. I mean, it is a log ride. No pun intended, but it is a log ride. It is a waterfall log ride coming out of my asshole if I eat too many candy corns. And that's really the only problem I had. If I didn't shit my pants after I had candy corn, I'd like them a little bit more. But I enjoy them. A lot of people don't, but I like them a lot. I feel like they're underrated severely. And people need to take up on them. And they need to understand that candy corn is a good thing. Steve, how do you feel about candy corn? Wow. Okay. Steve used to use candy corn as anal beads. That's wow. And you probably got buried with a few up inside of him, to be honest with you. You did? Yeah. Damn. Steve had his kinks back in the day. We don't kink shame here. Steve's a good man, or at least he was. He was a good man. He was an all right man. You were like an okay. He was an okay dude. He's a little racist. If you listen to the last episode, Steve is a little racist. So he was like borderline all right, you know. He's kind of just like, Steve is kind of like that great aunt that you kind of just have to deal with, and she's like low key racist, but like she's gonna die soon, so you're like whatever. Last thing here that we're gonna do, last question: do you trust lemonade stands? The more that I think about it, not in the slightest, because like these little kids are just like making this lemonade inside their house. They don't have a permit, okay? They don't have a permit to be selling on the street. I know that for a fact. Okay. Second of all, I know there's no regulation in their kitchen. One batch might have a little bit of sugar. The next batch might have enough sugar to give me stage 3 diabetes. All right. That seems a little bit dangerous, a little bit unsafe. little bit unlawful, if you ask me. Next lemonade stand I'd see, I'm gonna fucking call the police on them and be like, they don't have a fucking permit. Get them off my street. That's such a Karen move. I would never. But I'm sure somebody has tried to do that. I'm sure there's a video out there somewhere of some lady. I feel like I've seen a video of that. Maybe I'm just making it up, but I mean, it feels like a video of something that would happen where someone would be like, these kids are selling lemonade on the corner, and the police are like, yeah, it's called a lemonade stand. And the lady's like, well, they don't have a fucking permit, so I want them removed from my premises immediately. I don't know. Also, dude, one thing that you don't think about a lot, too, is like, yeah, this kid might be selling lemonade, but what if that kid's being held hostage and the person who's in the house is not actually their parents and they put sleepy drugs, you know, roofies. What if they roofed up the lemonade and then like everyone that comes by just takes a sip and then next thing you know, you are gone. You are taken away. I don't know. It's something to think about. So maybe don't drink little kids lemonade. You could give them the money for it. Okay. But don't drink it in front of them. Fucking throw that shit out your window. Cause that is, you don't want to be doing that, man. That sounds like a dangerous, dangerous game. The most dangerous game in the world. Maybe we'll do one more question. Let's do one more. I just want to. Favorite Halloween movie? Fantastic question. Honestly, I'm not a big horror film guy. I know, crazy as it is, and as crazy as I do like Halloween in itself, I'm not like a horror film kind of guy. Like, I'm not a big, like, you know, I don't even know, like serious horror films. Like, the ones that I really don't fuck with are the ones where, you know, it's like, oh, this doll comes to life. Or like, better yet, like this little girl becomes like possessed. People are like, oh my God, it's so good. No, it isn't. No, it's actually extremely frightening. And they're like, well, that's the point. No, I don't sleep for days. Okay. I see one of those movies where a little girl gets possessed. All of a sudden, my mind starts making up that little girl is sitting in the corner of my room just staring at me while I sleep. And then I don't sleep and I get 3 hours of sleep. And it's not good. It's not good for the mental. It's not good for the overall health. That's for sure. So I'm not a big like horror film type of guy, but I do enjoy like Halloween Town and all like, and like Hocus Pocus, like all the Disney Halloween movies. Sign me up. I'm a little bitch for that, for only liking Disney Halloween movies, but I'll be a bitch. I will voluntarily be a bitch because I love those fucking movies. They're outstanding. Halloween Town 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, the fourth one of them, they change characters. I hate when Disney does that. They did that for Home Alone 2. Or Home Alone as well. I mean, Home Alone 2 still had the same kid, Macaulay Culkin, goated. But then Home Alone 3, they just changed the kid and all the actors and pretended like nothing happened. And I wanted to fucking choke out whoever did that. Wasn't cool, man. Wasn't cool. And like a lot of people are going to make the argument, they're going to be like, well, Macaulay Culkin, he was too old at that point. Cool, then don't make another fucking Home Alone then. Then don't make another fucking Home Alone. Same thing with the Halloween Towns. Oh, the kids were too old. Then don't make another fucking movie. Then simply don't make another movie. I don't want to see some fucking low budget Halloween Town reboot. Fuck you. I don't want to see that shit. Just fucking deal with it. Accept what you've done and what has become of it. And just let it happen. Anyways, guys, that's the episode. Make sure you rate and review over on Apple Podcasts because that matters and that it really helps out the pod and I'd really appreciate it. Also, make sure you follow the podcast Kicking It With Kaz on Instagram at Kicking It With Kaz so you can be involved in all the questions and really just be involved in the podcast overall. And there's also clips on there as well that I post every week that, you know, maybe you could show your friends. And then your friends will be like, huh, this guy is fucking hilarious. Where can I find him? And then you're going to share it with them and you're going to tell them where they could find it. Steve, you got anything to say? Steve said, stay spooky, my friends. You know, it's the nicest thing you said today. It really is. So anyway, stay spooky, my friends, and we are going to end this episode like we end every other episode with two claps and a Ric Flair. Oh, I actually forgot. Also follow my YouTube channel, Anthony Kaz. Over on YouTube, there's going to be a lot of Halloween-related things and a lot of holiday-related things later on as we get into this November and December months. But anyways, we're going to end every episode like we always do, like I said, with two claps and a Ric Flair. So can I get two claps and a Ric Flair? Woo! See you next week.